Hi, my name is Robbie Brown and I'm the pastor at Fraserburgh Baptist Church. I'm making this programme for Gospel for Grampian Radio, engaging, equipping and enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. I think we've all witnessed with heavy hearts the really distressing events surrounding the now deceased 11-month-old boy Charlie Gard. His parents, believing that his condition could be improved or even cured, sought to fight against the verdict of Great Ormond Street Hospital, who told them that nothing more could be done and that the boy should be allowed to pass away with dignity. Several court appearances followed in different courts until recently Charlie slipped away in a hospice. This case, however, became as much about truth claims as it did about the treatment of the child himself. Was the hospital inhibiting further treatment, or was the parents' fight in the court simply prolonging the inevitable and causing Charlie continued suffering? These were the questions being debated, and of course opinion on either side was heated and divisive. What was the truth? Well, perhaps the public will never know, but it was as if the truth itself in this case was on trial. But surely that leads to a broader question. What is truth? That was the very question asked of Jesus Christ at his arrest and trial by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. This is recorded near the end of John's Gospel, asking a question which had already been answered at the beginning of that Gospel. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ, chapter 1, verse 17. And in fact, Jesus himself was not shy about making such claims of himself. I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. And John records an entire gospel of miraculous signs evidencing these claims, with the purpose that people would believe in Christ and receive eternal life, salvation from him. In other words, no one brings people to God except Jesus. He alone is truth. Now, of course, this exclusive claim is shunned, ridiculed, and even hated today. For most in the world, truth is subjective. It is what I make it out to be. Or you may hear things like, there are many different sides or aspects of truth. There is no absolute truth. In short, for the world, truth is relative and allows people simply to live as they please without any fear of divine judgment or accountability. I mean, ask people today about God, if they even believe in God. Ask them about God and how they can get to him, and they will tell you that all religions believe in the same God, and that all religions eventually somehow lead to this God. Or they will probably think that their own morality or their own self-defined goodness will get them to God. But you know, the Bible is a brutal book and it makes brutal claims. It tells us that nobody leads people to God except God's Son, and that human goodness is nothing but filthy rags to a holy God. In other words, no person can earn their way to salvation and get to God themselves. This is truth. Objective, not subjective. Unchanging, not relative. Jesus Christ is not merely one of many religious ways to heaven. He's not simply a wise teacher or a good man who taught one aspect of truth amidst all the others, which all ultimately teach the same thing and lead to the same place? Absolutely not. When Jesus, the divine embodiment of truth, was sentenced to death, he proved his absolute truth claims by his resurrection 3 days later. So you see, in a world of confusion and lies, real truth does, after all, exist. And he's within the grasp of all those who genuinely seek him. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that there is absolute objective truth, not truth that is concocted in our own minds, but truth that is found in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that he is the sinner's access to salvation. He provides the bridge between us and his Heavenly Father God. And we thank you that that truth is unchanging, that that truth is as real now as it was when your Son stood before Pontius Pilate. And we thank you that by faith, that truth can be apportioned and grabbed and seized by anyone at any time. And so, Lord, we just do pray that people this evening will be, by your Holy Spirit, convicted of that truth and come in repentant faith to God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask it in his precious name.